stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Hi everyone. So it has been a while. It's been over 2 weeks. I think that's my longest gap ever since I started podcasting in May of last year. No particular reason, really. I've just been busy. Homeschooling the kids, although they are back into school a little bit now. Each of them has had a day or two back in school. Work's busy, winding things up. To hopefully grab some time in the summer, working on Mud Harbour, and running lots of games. Just haven't got around to it. Got loads of great call-ins I still need to edit and put out. But I was inspired to say something after my session that I did today. So I've got three games that I'm running at the moment. I'm really pleased to have three games on. Got Numenera going fortnightly. I've got my Dark Sun Homebrew going fortnightly. So the Dark Sun Homebrew, I think, is bounded. It's got maybe 3 or 4 weeks to go. I was trying to find a good direction for that. Actually, I really enjoyed the last session where I'd got them into a dungeon. Got them down into under tier, did a map, got a fairly substantial dungeon map. And the whole session, in true old school style, they only barely scratched the surface of the map. That was good because Dark Sun is a campaign. You know, the players I've got are in for another three or four sessions, I think, and then we'll discuss what we want to do next, whether we want to carry on with it. But because I pitched it as a campaign, got that commitment to it. And what that means, because it's a campaign, is that even though the players have barely scratched the surface of the dungeon, it doesn't matter. We can just, you know, save the game state, if you like, just note where we were and come back to it in a fortnight's time and carry on. And I'm quite enjoying that because I've planned it. I've done the dungeon. That'll do for another couple of weeks, I think. Because it's Dark Sun, it's really deadly. The players went about it old school style. Actually did it very competently. Didn't really drain the resources much, didn't really get harmed, but also didn't do much because there was quite a lot of planning. I just really enjoyed it, and it seemed to whip by. It was nice and easy to run because it was just a dungeon. But I'm comparing to my game of Electric Bastion Lands that I've just run. Now, I really enjoy running Electric Bastion Lands. You can afford to be quite low prep because you can wing the rules, you can adjudicate for any situation. And it's something I'm quite confident doing. I'm quite pleased with how I'm managing to improvise things, and the players are enjoying it. I don't particularly like the setting in the Electric Bastion Land book, so the game I'm running is a sci-fi homebrew, but it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same mechanics. You're playing the same game. I've just reskinned it for sci-fi, and I'm really enjoying it. But I've adopted the same system I had for the Black Hack. So I'm not pretending. Well, this isn't a West Marches game. The way I'm running this game is that there are a loose group of kind of treasure hunters, mercenaries. I'm trying to give them a range of different missions, but I want each session to be a mission. So they have a little map. It's not always a dungeon, but it is a map. That's how Chris McDowell advises you to plan. You have a map, you give the players the locations. There is an item of treasure that they're after. They need that because they can sell it that's going to help them pay off their debt. So you've got all the motivation and on you go. And I'm planning it pretty much, although I'm using my own setting, I'm planning it pretty much how McDowell says you should plan it. But then I quite like being able to say to people, yeah, just drop in, drop into the game, drop in, drop out, it's fine. So I want each session to be discreet. So that's different from the Dark Sun game where we've said we're doing a campaign. So you can just finish a session, you run out of time, you finish the session down in the dungeon, it doesn't matter, pick up from where we were last time. For this game, I'm trying not to do that. I'm really trying hard to keep each session discreet. One session, one item, one mission. But oh, it is hard. I've always got too much dungeon. And actually, the too much dungeon works against the improvisation. So I'm not spending too much time planning, actually. I've got pretty disciplined about that. But still, I make my map, I put my branches on, I have two routes intersecting, and where their branches meet or cross, you mark locations, and that's it. That's pretty much your planning done, how McDowell says to do it in the book. But in each session, I've always got far too much dungeon. So in this one, I sent them into a pleasure space station. I had a casino, I had hunting, you know, safari in the space station. I had racing. I had monkey cabaret. Bit of a running theme in my games. And it was just, there was too much. There were too many locations. The whole thing could have just taken place in the casino and would have been much tighter for that. Because there were so many locations, I mean, they didn't get to barely any of it. They didn't go near the racing, they didn't go near half of what was there. And on top of that, I was so pleased with myself. I'd planned a way that the session was going to work using the whatever they're called in Electrobastion Land, the luck rolls, the fortune rolls. I was really pleased with that. I was going to tell the players the mechanic, you know, this is how this is going. What I came up with was, so they had to find a kind of replicant. I was calling it a simulant, and for various reasons that we established, it had a distinguishing mark in a hard to reach place. So I was setting it up for a bit of fun. They would have to contrive ways they didn't know who was the replicant, but they knew there was one there, and I'd given them a list of possible suspects. So for each of these suspects, I'd given them six, and they were going to have to contrive ways of getting a look in this place to see whether it was the replicant or not. And I'd come up with a way just using the luck roll system that is in Electric Bastion Land. So whenever you get a chance, whenever you've contrived a chance to look in the suspect's hard to reach place, you roll a d6. On a 4+, you establish that the distinguishing mark is not there, so you can rule them out of your investigations. On a 2 and a 3, something happens, you're interrupted, you don't get a good enough look, you're uncertain, you're going to have to contrive a new opportunity. And on a 1, the worst thing happens. You end up in a compromising situation. Something goes wrong. You get caught, whatever else. And that's how the ruck rolls work. You know, 4+ is pretty much what you want. 2 to 3 is a complicated situation. 1 is a bad situation. I was pleased with that. Because it meant I didn't have to decide who was the replicant. You know, it would depend what order they approach things in and how they eliminated suspects. I was quite looking forward to sharing that mechanic with them and having that gamey element. And then I'd be surprised with who turned out to be the simulant in the end. But they didn't get into the first situation until maybe 45 minutes before the session ended. So the whole thing was not going to work. You know, this game that I'd contrived in my mind where they would go through each of the suspects and gradually eliminate them until the last one had to be the one, it just couldn't work. And with all the things I can do on my feet, I couldn't. I realised about an hour into the session that I just had too much, it wasn't going to go that way, and I couldn't for the life of me on the spot come up with a way of fixing that. So that was a session which ended up, you know, the pacing was off then from the start. I couldn't really find an end for it. The end seemed just over hasty and contrived. It just didn't feel right. It didn't work out. And all of that was because of this rule that I've set myself that no, it's going to be one session, one mission. It just didn't come off. And that wonderful little kind of internal mini game that I had just didn't come off. I think I'll repurpose it. I think I'm thinking that it would make for a good kind of, you know, murder mystery type mechanic, if I can think it through. I just like the fact that no role would positively ascertain who their target was, but it would rule people out. On a 4+, no, it's not them. On a 2-3, that still might be them. On a 1, oh dear, it's all gone wrong, you're in trouble. I think I can find a way of using that for a murder mystery or something like that. But the contrast in how I feel after this session, I'm sure that, I mean, the players will be polite about it, but you know, I can kind of, I could read that it wasn't going to go anywhere near how I thought it would go. And this isn't about outcomes, you know, the whole thing had been engineered to have an open outcome. It's just about timings, about amount. You just, for 3 hours, you just don't need that much dungeon. And if you plan less, it will be tighter. I just had it all too spread out. And having 6, I mean, if I'd had 3 targets, we still wouldn't have had time because I didn't do the setup right. I didn't get them into it quick enough. But comparing that to the Dark Sun, where I had none of that pressure. I had a nice big map, and because I knew that we had a few more sessions, it didn't matter when the session ended. So that's an issue in my constant sort of tussling between, oh, I fancy doing a bit of, you know, committed campaign play, and then the thing I like it when people say, oh, it's Dave's game, just drop in, it's all chilled out, just drop in for a session. If you don't want to come back, it doesn't matter. But that only works if you're doing those episodic bits, and they are very, very hard to get right. Anyway, so that's Electric Bastion Land with the Dark Sun game. Oh, the other thing I'm pleased about is I managed to motivate them to get down into the dungeon in 3 different ways. I'm really pleased with how I did that. So they've got one quest giver who wants them to plant amulets, and they've got those amulets to plant, and they've got another quest giver who wants them to remove the amulets that are already down there. They could possibly, they're saying, do both quests, even though they are working against each other. So that's quite fun. And then I've obviously, because that centres around the amulets, I've obviously established that the amulets are interesting in their own right. And I've given them a sense of the 2 amulets they've got interesting powers. And I think they've got the sense that the other 4 amulets they're looking for might have interesting powers. So they might ditch both of their quest givers and just disappear with the amulets. So I'm quite pleased with how I managed to contrive that. So they've got a good reason to be. Finally, after a few weeks of the Dark Sun game, looking for what their motivations are, I think they're, in a small scale, I've got them motivated, I've got them in the dungeon, and that's where it needs to be for a few weeks. But, oh, Bastion Land. The players are saying good things about the campaign. I'm loving the system, but just content and pacing tonight. Not feeling great about it. Anyway, it's been a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call-ins. Please do keep them coming. I will get around to editing them and putting them out. And keep well, everyone. I'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter at d_percentile.